Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Tainis Daf Chof Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 12 lines from the top of Daf Chof Gimel. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading, where we have written Maisa Dechoini Hamagel. This is a very, very well-known Talmudic story, one of the most famous of all time. We already saw a fairly complete presentation of this in the Mishnah itself at the beginning of the perek. So we quote from the Mishnah, Maisa Sheshochu Lechoni Hamagel. There was a period of drought, and water was needed in Eretz Yisrael. So they summoned the services of Choni Hamagel, a well-known, tzaddik, pious, righteous individual of his time. And, of course, we saw that he is at the same time as Shimon ben Shetach, which places us at the early Tanaic period of time. We continue now in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Now, structurally, we should note that we have a long marking. Of course, in the Gemara text itself, you can see we have a firebox around Choni Hamagel, one of our rarely used markings. But when you have a name or an idea that will hold your attention for a long period of time, in this case we have a large omid of Gemara that's more or less dedicated to him, so we use that marking. We also have the Choni Hamagel story presented in their two sections, and that's what the diamond marking indicates. And we also have a long marking on the side, so we have called the first installment, and then later down the page you can see a number 2 with a diamond in the Gemara text as well, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, a second installment of a Choni Hamagel story. So we continue in the Gemara, Pa'amachas Yotza Roiv Ador Velo Yor Dugashomim. There was a year in which most of the month of Adar, which is you're at the very end of the rainy season, had already passed, and there was still no rain. Shochu lechoni hamaagel, and they sent for choni maagel. By the way, is the circle maker, choni the circle maker. Hispalel, pray v'yerdu gishamim, pray, and with through that, so rain will fall. Hispalel v'lo yerdu gishamim, he prayed and the rain did not fall. Og uga the omad besocha kash kederach shosa chavaku kanovi. So he drew a circle on the floor and stood in the middle of it, and there was precedent for this. This is something that the prophet Chavakuk did. Shenemar, the posuk in Chavakuk, Perek Beis posuk Aleph says, al mishmarti emoido visyatzvo al motzor v'chule, indicating that Chavakuk also made a type of a condition that he is not going to move from his spot until his prayer was answered. Now, you can see we have a double underline marking. This marking also is to highlight, we'll say, the different stages of discussion or comments that Choni Hamagel makes. So as you go down this source, you see there are a number of stages. Omar Lefonov, Ribonu Shel Olam, Bonecho Somu Pneim Olai, the Jewish people, your sons, have placed their trust in me. Shani Keben Bayis Lefonecho, I am like a member of your house. In other words, ben bayis is an expression of someone who is hosted regularly by a particular host. I'm a regular by you. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol, I swear in your great name, she'eni zoz mikan, I am not moving from here, ad sheterachem al bonech, until you show mercy, compassion for your children, i.e. through the rain. Hischilu shomim menatfim. So rain started to drizzle, to drip. Menatfim is an indication of a very fine, minor type of rainfall. Omru lo tamidov. Now, in the squiggle underlining, this is going to reflect the reaction of the population. So it says his students said to him, Rebbe, ro'inucha v'lo namus, we see you, but let us not die. Kimedumin anu, it appears to us, she'ein shomim yordim el lahatir shvuascha, that rain is falling only so as to absolve you of your vow. In other words, just to get by, just to squeak by, so a little minor precipitation. But that's not enough for us. Omar Lufonov, so Choni turns to the Almighty, Lo kach sha'alti, I didn't ask for this. Elo gishmei boro shichil ma'orois, I asked for water that will fill pits and other types of reservoirs. Those are boros shichil ma'orois, different types of reservoirs. Yordu bezaf, the rain came down in a torrent, ad shekol tipo tipo, until it reached the point that each rain drop, kemoloi pi chavis, was the size of a barrel. It was the size of the mouth of a barrel. V'shiru chachomim, and they estimated shein tipo pusa milug, that it was no one drop that was less than a lug in quantity. And a lug is a certain liquid measure that, in the case of raindrops, are quite large. Omru lo talmidov, Rebbe. So the students again turned to Choni and said, Ranucha v'lomus, we behold you, but let us not die. Kimedumin anu she'en gishomim yordim elo la'abed ho'ilam. It appears to us that the rain is falling to destroy the world. Omar Lefonov, so Choni again turns to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo kach shu'alti, I didn't ask for this. Elo gishmei rotzon brochu nedava, I asked for rain that is of a blessing and beneficial nature. Yordu ketiknon, so it started falling in an acceptable, normal fashion. Ad she'olu kol ha'om lahar ha'bayis mevnei ha'kshomim. Now the water level rose. Jerusalem, relative to the Beis HaMikdash, was lower, was at a lower level. So the water level was rising until it reached the point that all the people had to seek high ground, and they sought the Temple Mount. Omru lo, Rebbe, kishem shispal alto shiyerdu, just as you prayed for the rain to fall, kach hispalel v'yechu lohem, pray for it to stop, to go away. Omar lohem, so Choni said back to the people, kach mekublani, thusly I have a tradition, she'ein mispalin al rov hatoiva, that we don't pray for an overabundance of that which is of a blessing. Afalpikein, nevertheless, haviu li par hoido, bring, and of course we're talking in the Beis HaMikdash era, so bring a cow that we'll offer as a sacrifice of thanks. Haviu lo par hoido, so they brought a cow to offer as a thanks offering. Somach shtei yodov alav, Choni placed his two hands on the head of the sacrifice, v'omar lefanav, and he said the following prayer. And that's why we have another double underline, another turning of Choni to the Almighty. Ribono shel olam, Amcha Yisrael, your nation, showed Seisum Mitzrayim, that you brought out of Egypt. Einon yicholim lamod lo beroiv toivov lo beroiv poronis. They're not able to withstand too much good nor too much punishment. Ko asto aleihem einon yicholim lamod. When you express your wrath upon them, they can't stand. They can't withstand it. Hishpat aleihem toivo. Bequeathed upon them massive good, einon yicholim lamod. They can't bear that either. Yehi rotzon mefonecha, let it be your will, sheyifsiku hagishomim, that the rain should stop, yehi revach bolam, and there should be plenty in the world. There should be peace and plenty in the world. Miad, immediately, Noshva HaRuach, the wind blew, V'nespazru HaOvim, the clouds dissipated, dispersed, V'zorcho HaChamo, and the sun shone forth. V'yotsu HaOm LaSode, the nation, the people went to their fields, V'viu Lohem, Kameim Upitrus, and they harvested from their fields mushrooms and truffles. Sholach Lo Shimon Ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Choni Amagel, Ilmole Choni Ato, if you were anyone else, in other words, you are a great man, but if you weren't this great man, Gozrani Olecho Nidui, I would sentence you to censuring or excommunication. The reason for that is that the way you spoke to the Almighty, you spoke in too forceful a fashion. You said to him, I didn't ask for this, I asked for something else. That type of speech to the Almighty is too forceful. And there's a concept of Mishamtin L'Chvod HaRav. When there's violation of Kvod HaRav, the honor due to the rabbi, the master, in this case we're talking about the ultimate rab, the Ribbono Shel Olam, so there is a rule that we censure people. So he continues, Shimon Meshechtah continues, V'lo od elo she'ilu shonim kishnei Elio, shemavtechos kishomim biyodei shel Elio. Imagine that you were living at the time of Elio HaNavi, that the keys for the rain, as we saw at the beginning of this Masechta, were given to the hands of Elio, where he swore there in the time of Achav that there shall be no rain. And here you are swearing that you're not going to move out of your spot until there is rain. Lo nimso shem shemayim mischalal al yodcho, would there not be here a desecration of the name of Hashem, where you have, on the one hand, a gezerah of drought, where like Elio HaNavi said that he is not, that if not through his word, there will be no rain. And here you're swearing to the other extent that there you're not moving out of the spot until there is rain. So either way, someone is going to end up having sworn falsely. So dealing with the problem the way you did could have led to a situation of the desecration of Hashem's name through a false oath. Avol ma e'eselecho, continues Shimon ben Shetach, what can I do with you? She'ato mischati lifnei amokom, you speak forcefully toward the Almighty. V'eiselecho ritzonecho keben shemischati aloviv v'eiselecho ritzono, just like that, and the Almighty responds, He grants your wishes, just like a child who complains, who bellyaches to his father, and his father responds and fulfills the child's will. The Oimer Lo, and the son example, the son says, Abba holy chayni l'rachzeinu b'chamin, take me to a warm pool, to bathe in a warm pool, shatfeini b'tzonein, rinse me off with cold water, take me a gozim, give me nuts, shkedim farskim rimonim, give me almonds and other kinds of fruits and pomegranates, v'nosein lo, and whatever the child asks for, the father gives him. V'olecha regarding you, the Pasuk says, Yismach Avicha Vimecha Vesogel Yoldasecha, that your father, that's the Ribbono Shalom, Imecha, your mother, that's Knesset Yisrael, and your actual parents, the ones who actually bore you, all experience joy through you. Tonu Rabbanan, Ma Sholchu B'nei Lishkas Hagosis L'choni HaMa'agel. What message did the Lishkas Gozes, is a reference to the Sanhedrin that sat in session right off the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash? It's called Lishkas Gozes, the office by the name of the Lishkas Gozes, the office in which the Sanhedrin sat in session. So what did they send to him? So there's a pasuk that we're going to be quoting and breaking down into its variant parts from Iov Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Chof Ches. So you'll see in the Gemara, first pasuk Chof Ches is quoted, and then the Gemara will lead into pasuk Chof Tes and pasuk Lamed as well. So in our Gemara text, in our Shas Ozer, in the Gemara markings, you can see underlining. The underlining highlights the different phrases that will be explained. and for the complete psukim. So besides Pasuk Chavches, which is in the Gemara text, on the side you can see we've included Pasuk Chavtes and Lamed as well. So the Pasuk says, Vatigzer Omer V'yokom Loch V'al Drochecho Noga Or. Vatigzer Omer, now we're breaking down the Pasuk. Ato Gazata Milamato, you issued a ruling from here in this world, Vakodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim Amorcha Milamalo, and the Almighty fulfills your ruling from above. In other words, you ruled that there shall be rain, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu granted your request. The Al Drochecha Noga Or Dor Shoy Ofel, the generation that was dark, in other words, that was suffering. There was no rain. He arto b'tfilasecha, you caused it to enlighten, to become light through your prayers, and hence the falling of the rain. And now we go to Pasuk Choftes. Ki ishpilu vatomer geva. What does that mean? Dor shehoya shofel, the generation that was lowly, higbasoi b'tfilascha, you raised it through your prayers. V'shach inayim yoshia. Dor sheshoch ba'avono, the generation that was bent over in its sins, hoshato b'tfilascha, you saved them through your prayers. Yemalit inoki, this is from Pasuk Lamed. Dor shelo hoya noki maltasoi b'tfilascha, the generation that was not pure, was not clean, rescue them through your prayers. V'nimlat bevor kapayach, v'nimlat bevor kapecha, moltosoi b'maase yodecha habrurin. You rescue them through your clear and pure workings. Now you see another diamond, and on the side of the more number two, a second installment of Choni HaMagel stories. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yomov Shel Oisit Tzadik Hoya Mitztar Al Mikrozer, all the years of that righteous man, that's Choni HaMagel, he was confounded by the following pasuk. Shir HaMalois B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Hi Hayinu G'chol Mim. Now the pasuk is prophetic. It refers to the Golus of Bavel, a song will be sang upon the return of the Jews to Zion from Bavel. We were like dreamers. Omar, so Choni says, Mi ika dinayim shiva. Now the Babylonian exile was 70 years, and we're taking this pasuk to be a reference to that period of exile. So Choni was confounded by the following. Omar, Choni says, Mi ika dinayim. Dinayim is to doze off, to sleep. Shivim shonen b'chilma. How could someone sleep for 70 years and experience a dream for 70 years of sleeping? Yumuchad have oza b'urcha. One day, he was walking on the road. Chazyalu gavro, he noticed a man that have a nota charuva. He was planting a choruv tree. Some translate choruv as a carob tree. Omar le, hi, ad kama shonin toyin. This kind of tree, until how many years, in other words, how many years must pass before it bears fruits? Omar le, ad shivin shonin. It takes 70 years. 70 years. Omar le, shitoloch de chayas shivin shonin. So Choni asks the man, is it obvious to you? Is it certain to you that you're going to live 70 years? In other words, if you're planting the tree now and it's not going to bear fruits for another 70 years, that means you're sure you're going to live another 70 years. Omar le, ano alma b'charuva ashkachte. So the man says, listen, it's not a function of my thinking that I'm going to eat from the fruits of this tree. But one thing you should know, and that is that when I came into a world with choruv trees, means becharuva, that's the tree, ashkachte, I found in the world that I was born into choruv trees. Ki hechi deshasli li avosai, just like my forebears planted for me choruv trees, shasli nami lebaroi, I am planting trees, I'm planting this kind of tree for my descendants, for my son. Yosef v'kokorech rifto, Yichoni sat down and had a meal, literally broke bread. Osa le shinsa nayim, he was, after eating the meal, he was overtaken by fatigue and dozed off and fell asleep. Ahadrila mashunisa, there was some type of a rock fence. Rashi says, also svivosov shein sela, there arose around him a type of rock fence. Ichsi me'eino, and as a result of that, he couldn't be seen by passers-by. V'nayim shivin shanan, he fell asleep for 70 years. Probably in the local press, he was reported missing. Kikom, when he got up, 70 years later, chazio lahu gavro, Tehave ko malakit minayu. He saw a man, he saw someone harvesting fruit from those very choruv trees. Omale, atu deshatalte? Are you the one that planted the trees? Omale, bar bre ano. No, I'm the grandson of the one who planted these trees. Omale, shma mino denaimi shivin shonet. So Choni concluded that he must have fallen asleep for 70 years. Chozo lechamre, he noticed that the donkey that he originally had there, the isyalido le ramchi, there were hordes and hordes of donkeys that had been born from the donkey that he had originally been riding. Apparently he had a female pregnant donkey at the time, and she gave birth, and then there was additional mating, and they continued mating, and over 7 years, so now there was a throng of donkeys. That's Ramchi, many, many donkeys. Ozal Lebese, he went home. Omar, he went to his house. Omar Lehu, Bray de Choni Hamagel Mikayim, he asked, is the son of Choni Hamagel alive? Omule, they informed him, not obviously not knowing who he was, they said, Bray Lesa, Bar Bray Isa, the son is no longer alive, but his grandson is. Omar Lehu, Ano Choni Hamagel, and then he announces, surprise, I am Choni Hamagel. Lo Hemnu, they didn't believe him. Ozal Lebeis HaMedrash, he went to the yeshiva study, the Torah study center, Sham Inu L'Rabbonon Deko Amri, and he overheard the people, the rabbis who were learning Torah, they were saying, Nehiron Shmeitzen Kibishnei Choni Hamagel. Our learning here, the Torah learning that we are engaged in, is as clear as it was in the days of Choni Hama'agel. The Chi Hava Ayel, the base Medrasha, when he would come into the base Medrash, Kol Kushya the Havalu the Rabbonon, any question that the Rabbonon had, Hava Mefarek Lu, he, Choni Hama'agel, was able to answer. So they were noting that the Torah learning that they were experiencing was on such a level, such a level of clarity as it was in his time. Omar Lahu, so Choni says, Ano Nihu, I am he. Lo him nuhu, they didn't believe him. Velo avdi le yakra kidimiboy le, and they didn't honor him with the degree of respect that he should have received. Cholashtaita, he felt very discouraged and despaired. Boy rachami umes, he prayed and died. In other words, it seemed to say that he said that it's not worth living if this is the way it is. Omar Rovo, and Rovo comments, Hainu damri inshi, from this you see what people say, O chavrusa, O misusa. Either friends and colleagues, people who will be able to appreciate you, and if not, it's better to be dead. Now, as we go on, we have a marking that is indicated on the side under our Mivneh heading. Maisim, the bow tie shape, highlights incidents, stories. And now this marking is going to appear not only on throughout the balance of today's shir, but also on Daf Chof Dalet. This marking we will, Mirtz Hashem, continue to be using, because the next couple of dapim are chock full of Sipurei Tzadikim, stories, incidents involving great people and stories that carry a very great message. Now, we note here, Shnayim Mehem, two of the stories, are Im Nechadov Shel Choni HaMa'agel. And you're going to see a double underline that looks like this, that highlights that point. And that in the next two stories, you'll see the grandchildren of Choni HaMa'agel being featured. And you'll see that there's a theme that runs along a number of the stories. Ki hava mitzterich almo lemitra. Stories that arise at times when there was a drought and there was need for water. Now, another point by way of structure, before we begin this story with Abba Chilkiah, you'll notice we have a numbering scheme. Numbers 1 through 9. Mispur shel hanhogos v'toifos t'muhos. We're going to be counting off practices and phenomena that are unusual. T'muhos means amazing, questionable, lacking of understanding just at on the surface of things. By Hamshech, HaGemora B'Omid Beis, and as the Gemara continues later on Omid Beis, Yofia Shuv HaMispor HaZeh, the same numbering scheme, 1 through 9, will appear later. B'She'eloi Sarabonon Mai Taimo L'chol Davar. We'll be asking what is the reason for each one of the things. Now, there's another marking that we have. We're going to see an aleph and a beis in diamonds to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, and with long markings following. These are shnei shlavim b'sipur. There are two stages in the story involving Abba Chilkiah. Aleph, harabonon ro'im hanagosav. The first stage is where the rabbana will notice his odd behavior, and beis as a hadusiach bein Abba Chilkiah of rabbanon she ba'u elav, the conversation that ensues later between the rabbanon that came to Abba Chilkiah with their questions about his practices. So now, of course, when we say the rabbanon that came to him, that's a reference to the rabbanon that initially came to ask him to pray for rain. Now, with that, all of that having been said, and also you're noticing with the markings, the long marking, so that the story involving Abba Chilkiah takes us more than halfway down Omid Beis. Abba Chilkiah bar brei de Choni HaMa'agel havei. Abba Chilkiah was the son of the son of Choni HaMa'agel. V'chi mitzrich alma lemitran, when the world needed rain, havu mishadri abonon legabei, the Rabbanan would send to him Uboi Rachami V'Osi Mitra. The emissaries would be sent to him to pray, and rain would come. Zimno Chaditzrich Amol Mitra. Once it happened that the world needed rain, Shodur Rabbanan Zugad Rabbanan Lagabei, the Mivi Rachami, the Nesi Mitra. And the rabbi sent a pair of rabbis to him to pray for rain. To pray in order for rain to come. Ozul lebeise veloashkudoso. These emissaries, these two rabbonin, pair of rabbonin, went to his house but didn't find him there. Ozul bedabro vashku dehavikorofik bedabro. So, but they went out to the dabro, the fields, and they found Abba Chilkiah aerating the soil, turning over the soil. That's rofik bedabro. Rofik is to laador odair. Rashi says is to turn over earth. Now the numbering starts. Yahavu le Shalma. The Rabbonan greeted him. They said, hello, Shalom Aleichem. And now we're at the top of Omid Beis, below Asper Luhu Ape. And he didn't respond to them. Rashi says, Lo Hichsir Lohem Ponav. He didn't even turn in their direction. He just continued working without reacting. The Panya, toward evening, he have a mankid tzivi. When he was holding wood, notice he was bringing home logs. Dorot Sivi Umora Bechad Kaspa. He placed the wood and the mora is an implement, a shovel. He placed it on one shoulder. Uglima Bechad Kaspa, and his Glimo is a type of jacket, or it's a garment. He placed the garment on his other shoulder. So on one shoulder he has the logs with the implement, and on the other shoulder an article of clothing. Kula urcho lo siyam asane, through the whole journey, as he was walking, he didn't have shoes on. Ki moti lamayo siyam asane. When he got to water, that he had to cross through the water, he put on the shoes. Ki mota lehizmi vehigi. When he got to a point where there were thorns and thistles that he had to trample through. Dalinu lemone v'siem misane. He rolled up his pants legs and he put on shoes. Kimoto lemaso. When he got to the city, nafko devisu lape ki mikshita. His devisu, his wife, came to the city entrance. Ki mikshita, when she was all adorned, jewelry, makeup. Kimoto lebese. When he got home, so he walked from the city entrance. After coming home, coming from the fields to the city entrance, there he met his wife and they walked together homewards. Kimoto lebesi, when he arrived at the house, olas devisu bereisha, the wife went in first, v'hoder ayel ihu, and then avichukio went in, v'hoder ayli rabbonan, and then those rabbonan that were sent to talk to him, and up to this point haven't talked to him, they went in after him. Yosef v'korach rifto v'lo omar lohu l'rabbonan isu kruchu. He sat down to a meal. Again, he broke bread. He sliced a loaf, and he didn't offer the rabbonan that were there, come and eat with me. Polag rifto. He split the loaf. Lianuki. Polag rifto lianuki. He divided out bread to his children, to the yanuki or the children, l'kshisha chada l'zutra trei, and to the kshisha, the older one, he gave one quantity, one portion, l'zutra, to the younger one, trei, twice as much, two portions. Omar lo l'dvisu. Now Abachukia turns to his wife and says, Yodana the rabbonim mishum mitra ka'asu. These rabbonim that are over here, I know they came because of the rain, lack thereof. And you know, they came to ask us to pray for rain. Nesik le'igra, v'nivi rachami. Let us go up to the roof and pray for rain, pray for mercy. Esher demati kodesh baruch hu. Maybe the kodesh baruch hu will have compassion, will respond. V'yesi mitra, and rain will come. The lo nachzik tivuso lenafshin, and by taking the initiative before the rabbanon even put in their request to us, the rain will already fall, and then we won't have to be considered the ones that brought the rain. Because if we are associated because of having been requested to bring the rain, and the rain comes, so then people will be beholden to us. We want to avoid that. That's Abba Chukio's point. So that before the rabbis issue their formal request, let's pray. Hopefully the rain will come, and then no one will be beholden to us. Sokulig, well, they went up to the roof. Kom ihu bechado zavisa. Abba Chukia stood in one corner, the ihi bechado zavisa, and his wife in the other corner. Kodem soluk anoni mehach zavisa didvisu. The rains, the clouds that contained the rain, they rose from the corner where his wife was standing. Kinochis, when they came down, omar luhu. So now, and here we start, you'll notice with our markings, this is the second stage of the story. So now he starts speaking. He's been silent till now as far as his contact with the Rabbonon. So when he came down, Omar Lohu, Abba Chukia says to them, Amai Osu Rabbonon, why have the rabbis come here? Omrule, Shadri Lon Rabbonon, Legabi Damor, the rabbis, the rabbinic council, sent us to you, l'mivi rachami mitratu, so that you should pray for rain. Omar lehu, so Abba Chukia says to them, Boruch hamokim shol hitzrich eschem la'Abba Chukia. Blessed be the Almighty that you do not need me. And he says, you don't need Abba Chukia, you don't need me. In other words, what was the story here? The rain had all, before they spoke, we saw that the rain clouds were already forming, and we can assume it started to rain before they put their request in to him. So he's saying to them, look, you know, you say you came to ask for rain, but you don't need me. It's already raining. Omrulei, so they said, Yadinon de Mitra Machmas Marhuda. So they were wise. They were on the ball. They said, we know that the rain is coming because of you, because of your prayers. Elo, Lema lon mor, hani mili de tmiya lon. However, could you please explain some of the things that we saw that are we'll call strange behaviors? And now, with the markings, you'll notice we have triangles. If you can skim down the next number of lines, you'll see triangles, and they're also numbered 1 through 9. We're keeping the same numbering scheme that we started. From the bottom of Omer Aleph, and these are on the side of our Gemara under the Mivneh. The triangle is featured 1 through 9. My Taimo, that's the expression that you find in the triangle. She'elois Harabon Abachukia leHasbir Hanagoisov. These are questions that the Rabbonan are posing to Abachukia to explain his unusual behavior. Now the double underline will be used to highlight the expressions either Omar Lahu or Mishum. These are Chuvosov. These are his answers to their queries. So now the questioning starts. My Taima. We're at the first triangle number noted as number 1. My Taima kia ivno lamor shalmo lo asbru lon mor ape. Why is it that when we greeted you, you ignored us? You didn't turn to us and respond. Omar lahu schir yom havoi. I was hired as a day worker. In other words, someone is, let us say, he's paid by the hour. The amino lo ifgar, and I figured I can't cause any delay, so that if I stop my work and turn to you and greet you, so that's going to cause albeit a very minor type delay, but a delay all the same, and that is a type of, it's a form, it's a refined form of theft, on a very fine level. You know, if you're getting paid by the hour, you're supposed to work a full 60 minutes of the hour for your employer and not take off time to greet people that might be passing by. And of course, this has massive ramifications for all kinds of on-the-job phone conversations that people might engage in. Depending on how their salary is calculated, this is of great significance. Continuing, umai taimo doro mor tzivi achad kasfe uglimo achad kasfe. Why is it that you carried the logs on one shoulder and the glimo, the garment, on the other shoulder? Wouldn't it have been maybe even more comfortable to put the sling the garment over your shoulder, and on top of that, you put the logs, and there you got some padding. So why did you put the garment specifically on the other shoulder? So he answers, Talis Shula Hoysa. The garment, this glima, was a borrowed garment. It wasn't mine. Lahochi Shali, Lahochi Lo Shali. I borrowed it for wearing. I didn't borrow it for serving as a pad for logs that I might place upon it. My Taimo, Kulu Urcho Lo Siamor Masani. Why is it that the whole trip you didn't wear shoes? The chimoti lamayo say masani. Then when you got to the brook or whatever, the puddle, the pond that you had to cross by foot, then all of a sudden you put on the shoes. You put on the shoes to walk in the water with the shoes. Why'd you do that? Omar lahu. So he answers, Kula urcho chazino. The whole trip on the open road, I see what's there, and I know if I see something that might be injurious, I avoid it. Bemaya loko chazino, but what's in the water, what's under the water, I can't see what's under the water. Therefore, to protect my feet from the unknown, that's why I put on the shoes specifically when going through the water. My taimo kimoto mor lehizmi vehigi dalinu lemone. Why is it that when you got to the thorns and thistles and briars that you rolled up your pants legs? Omar lehu answers, If I wouldn't have rolled up the pants legs, so what would have happened? They would have become frayed by walking through the thorns. And so it's ruined pants fabric. Ze mala ruka, vaze eno mala ruka. Amazing answer. It says, my body, if it gets scratched with the thorns, so mala ruka means it heals. But pants legs that get frayed don't heal. Therefore, I roll them up, better that my body should get scratched. That heals, as opposed to leaving the pants legs down and that getting ruined. My taimo, kimota mor la maso, why is it that when you get to the city entrance, nafka divisu demor kimikashta, your wife came out all adorned. Omar lahu, kadeshalo etain enai beisho acheres. My wife came out looking beautiful so as to attract my eyes to gaze upon, only upon her and not cast my eyes upon other women. My taimo ailo hi bereisha v'hoder ail mor abasro v'hoder ailinon anan. Why is it that when we got to your house, you had her walk in first, and then you followed her, and then only after that, us. Omar luhu mishum dolo badkisuli. The reason for that is that I didn't want her to be too close to you. In other words, if you might have thought that maybe the expected way to enter the house would be that for Abba Chukya to go in first, followed by the Rabbonin, and behind the Rabbonin, Abba Chukya's wife, that he didn't find acceptable. Why not? Because he didn't want her to be too close to them. He didn't know of who they were, of what moral standing they were. That's blobad kisu. Literally, you weren't checked out for me. I didn't know who you were and your moral standing, so I didn't want her to be too close to you. Nothing like a candid response. My taimo ki korach mor rifta lo omar lon isu kruchu. Why is it that when you were serving, you sat down to have your bread, you were slicing your loaf of bread, you didn't invite us to eat of it as well? He answers, mishum de lo nefisha rifta, because I don't have very much bread. Ve'amino, and I figured, lo achsik behu berabonon tivusa bechinom. I don't want people to feel beholden to me for nothing. And let's explain that a little bit more. Abba Chukya understood that if he would invite them to eat together with him from their little bread that was there, they, if he invited them, they wouldn't accept. Realizing that he was a very poor man, with very little food, just enough for himself and his immediate family. But if he would invite them, even though they refused to eat, that will still create a feeling of indebtedness. Indebtedness for nothing. In other words, people to create, and this is a very, very fine point of character over here, to create a feeling of indebtedness on the part of someone to you when you don't even give him anything. That's chinam, for nothing. That's something that's uncalled for. So that many of us have certain, I call them Western forms of etiquette. Bear in mind, though, that some of those forms of etiquette and we'll call manners could have in it a downside to them, and that's why we emphasize time and time again that true piety, true tzidkis, cannot be achieved through any means other than through Torah study. Whatever the nations of the world have to offer us, we have much more to offer in return, so to speak. And let's keep to our Torah standard of manners, of derech eretz, of etiquette, and our prayer is that we should halavai, we should only be able to fulfill that which our Torah teaches and dictates. My taimo, we continue, yohiv mor liyanuka kshisha chada rifta lezutra trei. Why is it that the younger child got the yanuka kshisha, the older child, got one portion, and the zutra, the younger one, got trei, got twice the amount? Omar lahu, he answers, hai koi bebesa, the older boy, he is at home. he's at home. He helps. He works on the family farm. He's at home. He has constant access to food. V'hai, the younger child, Yosef bebei Knishta, he's sitting in shul in the school where children learn. It's called the Beit Knishta. Technically, it's a shul, and that's the place where children learn. So the younger boy, isn't at home, so he has to have his enough food for the entire day with him. So that accounts for the younger child at that point receiving twice as much. That was going to hold him over for the rest of the day. Umay taimo kodim solik anoni mehach zavisa dehavis kaimo devisu damar la'anona diday. Why is it that the clouds that contain the rain rose first? They rose initially from the corner where your wife was praying before the clouds that rose from where you were praying. He answers, Mishum di itza shchicha bebesa. Itza is a woman. A woman is found commonly at home. And when a poor man comes knocking at the door, she has food ready to give to him, ready food. And that satisfies the poor man more than giving him a cash handout, which is something that he doesn't have immediate pleasure from. And hence, when a poor man comes to me, I'm not at home. If I give him something, all I'm going to be giving him is money with which to buy food. So the Gemara explains this. Now let's see this in the words. We said the itza, the woman, is frequently at home. V'yava rifta la'ani, and she gives bread to the poor. Umikrava haniyasa, and the hano, the benefit they have, is much closer, is much more immediate. V'ano, when a poor man comes to me, yahivna zuza, I'm not at home. I don't have the food closet to open up and give the poor man his request. All I can give him is cash. V'lo mikrava haniyase, and the benefit for the poor man is not so immediate. Inami, another explanation of why her prayers seem to be answered more rapidly earlier, before those of Abba Chukya. Mishum hano biryoni tahavu b'shivuvusin. There were some uncouth individuals in their neighborhood. Ano boy rachami delimusu. I used to pray for them to die. She prayed for them to repent, and they did repent. So we look at her approach much more favorably than his approach. There's of course a well-known parallel Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Brachos involving Bruria and the pasuk of Yitamu Chatoyim Min Haaretz Rishonim Eod Einam. Let's continue in our Gemara, another bow tie indicating a new story, and you'll see very shortly a double underline, another story involving another grandchild of Choni HaMa'akel. Chanan HaNechbo. Chanan, the word Nechbo means the one that hides. Chanan HaNechbo, Barte the Choni HaMa'akel Havi. If you compare this marking with the marking of by Abba Chukya, this is also a grandchild, but here is the son of a barte, of a daughter. The case of the story involving Abba Chukya was Bar Bray, the son of a son. So here we have the son of a daughter of Choni HaMa'akel. We're talking now about Chanan HaNechbo, Ki Ava Mitzruch Alma L'Mitra. Again, you see the slashed underlining, when the world needed rain. Havu Mishadri Rabbonon Yenuki Debei Rav Ligabei. The rabbi sent some young children, some kids that learn in the elementary school. They sent these little kids to Chanan HaNechbo. Vinakti lei b'shipuli glime v'omru lei. They're little kids, so they're short. They grab onto the bottom of his garment, of his coat, and they say to him, "Abba, Abba, hav lo mitra." They refer to him, to Chanan HaNechbo, as "Father, Father, give us rain." Omar lefonov Omar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanan said to the Almighty, Ribbono Shel Olam, Asay b'shvil elu, bring rain, have mercy on these little kids, Shein makirin bein abba de'oiv mitra, l'abba de'loyov mitra. They're so young and so ignorant, uninformed. They don't recognize the difference between a father that brings rain, namely you, Almighty, versus me, a father that doesn't bring rain. I can't bring rain. V'yamai kori lechanan hanechba. Why did he have that name, that title? V'nei shoya machabi atzmo. Now the next two words, some versions don't have these two words. So it's saying because he used to hide. Rashi at the top of the Rashi here occupies two columns. So we're looking at the upper part of the left hand column of the Rashi. He says, "Hochi garsinon shoya machbei," and then "Velo garsin shoya machbei." Basically, say, "Ki avaboy rachmi amayo," when they needed mercy, they needed prayers for rain, for water. Hoya machbe atzmo meirov anova. He used to hide out of humility. In other words, he knew that people would come to ask him to pray, and he would try to avoid being asked by the public for his prayers out of humility. So he was called Hanan the Hider. We continue in the Gemara. Amar le Rabbi Zrika the Rav Safra, Tochozi, come and see ma bein takifei darat Yisrael mechaside de Bovel, between the ones who were known as the tough ones of Eretz Yisrael, versus those that were known as the pious ones of Bovel. Chassini de Bovel, who is referred to? Now here we have this house marking. This is designed to highlight these two categories. Who was known as the Chassini de Bovel? Rav Huna v'Rav Chista. Kava mitzterich almo v'mitra, when the world needed rain, Amri, they said, nichta means to gather. Gather Lagabi Hadodi, let's all gather together, Venivi Rachmi, and let us pray. Efshir de Mutsia Kodesh Borchu, the Yaisi Mitra. Maybe the Kodesh Borchu will have compassion and bring forth the rain. Now, how again, Rav Huna and Rav Chista are known as the pious ones of Bovel, in order for rain to come, so they needed to have everyone gather together. One of them was not enough. Rashi points that out. Takifei Da'arot Yisrael, Kagon, who are they known as the tough ones of Eretz Yisrael? And here we have a bow tie, because we're beginning here on a long Maisa, and following Rav Moni, Rav Yona will have his son featured also with a story. So the Takifei Da'arot Yisrael, those who were known as the tough ones of Eretz Yisrael, Kagon, Rebbe Yona, Avua, the Rebbe Moni. These names, by the way, Rabbi Yona, Ramoni, are very popular in the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud. The Talmud that was compiled in Eretz Yisrael. Ki hava mitzrich alma l'mitra, when the world needed rain, when there was drought, ayala beisei, he would go into his house, the omar luhu, and he would say to the people in his house, Havuli gualki, the azil, the icy li bezuzo ibura. Give me a backpack, a haversack. That's a gualki, and I will go. The azil, I will go. The icy li bezuzo ibura, and with a I don't go. Ibura is grains or food. Azuzo is a coin. So I'll get a, like we say, I get a dollar's worth of food. So the story goes on, ki have nofik libra, when Rabbi Yoina went out, ozil v'koi beduchto amikto, he found a place that was a deep location, Dichtiv mima'amakim krosich Hashem. The pasuk says that from the depths I call out to you, Hashem. V'koy beduchta tznia. He stood in a modest, closed location. V'have michsi besaka. He girded himself. He covered himself with sackcloth. U'boy rachmi. He prayed. V'osi mitra, and rain would come. So you can see what is happening here. Rabbi Yonah, it's all a ploy. In other words, he knows that there's a drought, and he went to go pray, but he didn't want anyone to know about it. So he said he's going out to go buy some food. He found a secluded, low place, prayed there, rain came. When he came home, Amri lay, they asked him, I see lawn more, Ibur, did you bring home some food? Omar Lahu, so he says, Amino, I figured, Hoyel Viosa Mitra Hashto Ravach Alma. Now that it's starting to rain, there's going to be great plenty in the world. And therefore, I didn't buy food now when things are still expensive. I'm going to hold off. Things are soon going to fall in price. Vesu Rabbi Moni Bray. Now, here we have. In addition to the bow tie, also notice a number one. There are two incidents. Two lines later, you'll see a number two right underneath this. Two incidents involving Rabbi Moni. V'su Rabbi Moni Bray have ka mitzaru lei debei nesia. Now we have a new marking. The double underline that you see here involves highlighting on the side. We have the nosei mivne ma'isim im Rabbi Moni Bray de Rabbi Yonah shoy mitzaru lo. He experienced oppression by different forces. So the first are the members of the Bein Asiyah. The Nasi was the leader of the Jewish people, but he had some underlings working there, and they applied pressure, oppressed Rabbi Moni. Ishtakach akivro davur. He went and prostrated himself on the grave of his father. Now we know who his father is. That's Rabbi Yonah. And Omarle, and he prayed, Abba Abba, Hani Mitzaruli, that these people are oppressing me. Yumachad, Havakachalfi Hosam. One day, the members of the Bay Nesia were passing by there. Inkut Kara de Susvasayu, the hooves of the horses that they were riding, the Bay Nesia people were riding, became stuck. They didn't move, miraculously stuck. Ad de kabilu alayu, until they accepted upon themselves the lo kometzarele, that they're no longer going to oppress him. Vesu Rabbi Moni have shchiach kamei de Rabbi Yitzchok ben Eliyashiv. Now here we have a new marking. This trapezoid shape is to highlight the name Rabbi Yitzchok ben Eliyashiv. There are two references to him in the upcoming lines of Gemara. So Rabbi Moni says he was a regular by Rabbi Yitzchok ben Eliyashiv. He studied with him. Omar lay, so Rabbi Moni complained. He said, Asiri de Bechomi, Asiri, the rich ones, like the word Ashir, the tough and the shin interchange, the rich ones of my father-in-law's household. In other words, from his members of his father-in-law's household, brothers-in-law, maybe others, the Asiri de Bechomi, komitzaruli, they are oppressing me. Omar le'anu. So Rabbi Yitzchok ben Eliyashiv says, so let them become impoverished. Vi'anu, and that's what happened. And here we have a numbering scheme where you notice we have Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. These are different, you'll see stages or facets of this encounter. So we continue. He prayed for them to lose their money, to become impoverished, and that's what happened. Omar called Dachakuli. Well, now that they become impoverished, Rabbi Moni continued to complain. He says, now that they become impoverished, they're pressuring me to help them out financially. Omar Liasru. So Rabbi Zimloshes, so let it be the will of Hashem that they should become wealthy. Viasru, and they became wealthy. Omar, Rabbi Moni complains, Lo Mekabli Olai in Shibesi. Let's read Rashi. Lo Mekabli Olai in Shibesi, Ein Ishti Mikubelas Olai, She'eno Yafa. My wife is not pleasant in my eyes, she's not attractive. Omale, Mashma, so Rabbi Yitzchok ben Eliyashiv asks, what's her name? Chana, he answers, her name is Chana. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Losha says, Tisya pichana, let it be that she becomes attractive. Finisyapis, and she became beautiful. Now, Rabbi Moni says, Amale ko megandaro alai. Well, because she's so attractive, so now she feels a head above me. She's her nose is stuck up in the air. Megandaro is in Hebrew misgandeles alai. Rashi says misgandeles from the word gadol. She feels that I'm too small for her. Amale ihachi. So Rabbi Yisrael says, if that's the case, tachzor chana l'shachurisa. So let her. Let Chana return to her original homeliness. The Chozer Chana leShachurisa, and she in fact returned. She lost her beauty. Hano Trei Talmidei Dehavu Kamei deRabbi Yitzchok ben Elyoshiv. There were two students that frequented Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elyoshiv. Amrulei Niboy Mor Rachami Alon Nichkim Ktuva. Would you please pray for us that we should have highly increased wisdom? Omar Lehu, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Yoshev says, Imi Hoiso, it was with me the power to pray and get answers, the Shalachte, but I sent it away. Now, Rashi explains, together with the Bach's comment, Rashi says, Imi Hoiso, Dover Ze Hoya Biodi, Shekoma Shani Mevakish Hoya Nostimli, I had this ability that whatever I asked for, I would be granted it. But now my prayers aren't so answered. It's not so desired. Now the Bach adds at the very end of the page, he didn't want to kivyochol bother the Ribbono Shel Olam so much. We saw just in the last few lines how much he intervened on behalf of Reb Moni through his prayers, and they were all answered. He says, he's saying enough is enough. He didn't want to bother the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, that's a very deep concept. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not someone that needs a rest and or has some kind of limited resources. But nevertheless, there is a message over here. Before we're able to go on, we've come basically to the end of our daf in the Daf Yomi Shir. So we just want to point out that another incident starts here, involving Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin. The truth of the matter is that the main character in the story as it unfolds is Rabbi Yossi de Menyukris, whose name follows on this line. But since this is the beginning of the new story, so we highlighted Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin's name. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you are interested in contacting us, especially with regard to accessing marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.